For Awos Universal Time, stay tuned for Daybreak Africa, coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting new U.S. help for Syrian refugees. The U.S. State Department is stepping up efforts to process Syrian refugees who are seeking admission to the United States. A spokesman says the total number of Syrian refugees admitted to the U.S. since the start of the country's war in 2011 is expected to reach about 1,800 by the end of next month. The 3-year-old migrant Syrian boy whose dead body was found on a Turkish beach when his boat sank has now been identified. He was Aylan Kurdi. The heartbreaking photograph of Aylan, dressed in a red T-shirt and sneakers, lying face down in the surf, ran on front pages across the globe and on social media. A group of migrants scuffled with Hungarian police Thursday when they refused orders to leave a railway train and head to a detention camp. Many of the families on the train said they were fleeing the civil war in Syria and are trying to reach a safe haven in Europe. Hundreds of thousands of migrants from Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq have been taking desperate steps since January to reach the European Union. A Guatemalan judge ordered former President Otto Perez Molina to remain in detention as the court considers whether to try him on corruption charges. Perez Molina resigned Thursday, hours after lawmakers stripped him of immunity from prosecution in a corruption scandal dubbed The Line, named for wiretapped telephone calls that appear to implicate the president. Former Congolese rebel leader Bosco Ntaganda denied being a killer and a war criminal Thursday as he spoke at his trial in The Hague. Ntaganda acknowledged being nicknamed the Terminator, but said, "That is not me." This is VOA News. The world